Well, I think we probably did know some of this before, yes. And we know that the Conservative Party say that they want to find £12 billion of welfare savings as part of their plan for massive cuts in this country. But I think that there is a real issue here, which is that you've got a party which is proposing swingeing reductions that would involve massive reforms in areas like child benefit. There are lots of ideas that have been doing the rounds for years, so I think it's not credible for the Conservatives to say they don't know what they're going to do. If they are proposing £12 billion of welfare savings without knowing what they're going to do, that is highly reckless. Equally, if they do know what they want to do and they're not telling the British people, that is deceitful. And that does frustrate me, because I think that this is one of the issues that in the last 7 days of the election campaign, people would expect the Conservatives to come clean about.
But this goes back to October 2012, and then one of your colleagues, a senior source in the coalition, as it is described, dismissed the whole thing as just Tory kite flying.
When a party comes to the British people and says, we think we can make £12 billion of welfare savings, as the person who's been sitting in the Treasury responsible for public spending for the last 5 years, I have to say, I don't see how you can make that sort of savings in the welfare system in a way that is in any way balanced or fair. I think people should look at what is the record of that party in terms of the ideas that they've been willing to consider before. And I saw in the Institute for Fiscal Studies report the other day, they said that for welfare savings on this scale, you would need to look at child benefit or child tax credits or working age benefits. And in the absence of the Conservative Party coming clean, I think it is right that this sort of thing is put into the public domain.
Because yes, but what you said,
because the easiest way to clear this up, John, would be for David Cameron, perhaps tonight when he's on Question Time, to explain in detail what are the £12 billion savings he has in mind.
Well, fine, but the point I'm making is that what you're really doing, and this is the Tories' point, is you're recycling stuff that we already knew about. You don't know that is stuff that already been flown. We don't actually know that this is what is being proposed by the Tories now. This is what they have in mind. And you can't prove that, can you?
Oh, no, you make my point for me. Of course, no one knows what the Tories have in mind for their £12 billion of welfare savings, because extraordinarily, in an election campaign, they have said that they can find this figure. They've said nothing about how they constructed that figure or what basis they think that is acceptable. They've said nothing about the millions of working families in this country who would be hit hard by big reductions in child benefit, who'd be hit very hard indeed if they attack child tax credits. They haven't said anything to the disabled people in this country who would be affected if those were the benefits that they chose to try and target. And I think, therefore, it is incumbent on the Conservative Party, if they wish to be responsible, to spell out what they're going to do. At the moment, people will conclude they're either being reckless or deceitful. Reckless because they don't know what they want to do, or deceitful because they do know, but they're not telling us.
You're right, but my point again, let me return to it, is that you don't know either, because the impression you get when you read the front page of The Guardian, to whom this has been leaked, is that you had some secret internal document which you revealed to The Guardian, exposing stuff that we didn't hitherto know. Now, that isn't the case, and if it had been the case, it would have been pretty shabby behaviour on your behalf, wouldn't it? I mean, you were a member of the cabinet and collective cabinet responsibility and all the rest of it. It would have been a pretty disgraceful thing for a cabinet minister to do, wouldn't it?
I'm not responsible for how The Guardian writes its story. You can hold me accountable for many things.
OK, but the Guardian's story is wrong. The interpretation of it is wrong, is it?
You're right, of course, that I don't know precisely what the Conservative Party have in mind for their £12 billion of cuts that they want to make to the social security
system. Right, so it's scaremongering then, in other words.
But what I do know is that there are ideas that have been put to me over the years, some of which I'm discussing this morning, in relation to child benefit, that I personally don't think are acceptable, that I've said no to over the last few years. And when you look at the welfare system, the parts of the welfare system that remain within scope, if you like, of the Tories' massive cuts plan, child benefit is one of the, as Norman Smith I heard observing earlier, one of the big building blocks of the welfare system,
right?
And so I think it is only fair to the British people to explain what are some of the ideas that might involve.
That is exactly the point. In other words, it's kite flying, and you're doing a wee bit of scaremongering. That's what's going on here, isn't it?
No, I don't think that's right at all. I think what I'm trying to do is to ensure that in a sense, one of the most important issues of this election campaign is what is the plan that different parties have for dealing with the remainder of the deficit. Labour don't really have a plan. The Tories would go much too far. The Liberal Democrats have a the most transparent set of proposals for how we'd find savings and tax rises to balance the books in a fair way. But one of the biggest gaps in this debate is that the Conservative Party, which is proposing much greater cuts than anybody else, has gone into the least detail about how it would find those savings. And in the absence of, you know, as I say, the simplest thing would be for the Conservative Party to come out and say, we have constructed this £12 billion figure on the basis of these ideas, on the basis of these assumptions, thinking that we would have to reduce benefits to, for example, families with children.
That isn't what they've decided to do. I mean,
But you, John, you've got to ask yourself, why have they decided
Well, they are
that?
Saying this morning, the Tory party are saying this morning that both the Chancellor and the Prime Minister would not have accepted such a plan as this.
Well, then, in that case, they either know what their plan is and they're not telling people, because their secret plan for social security cuts after the election does not involve child benefit, in which case it would have to focus on child tax credits, it would have to focus on the benefits that support low-income people in work. But they you know, at the moment they're trying to put us through this process of elimination where people come forward and say, well, is it this? And they say,
no,
it's not
well,
that.
So long as we know what it, so long as we know what's going
but what
on
I'm saying
here,
is these,
that you're
these
not
are,
revealing
these,
something that we didn't know before.
No, these are ideas that were put to me by Conservative ministers, and they're obviously the sorts of things that Conservatives think about when they consider how to find savings in the welfare system. And I think in these final days of the campaign, people are becoming clearer about some of their ideas. Today, for example, the Liberal Democrats are setting out that one of our red lines in coalition negotiations would be to lift the income tax personal allowance to £12,500 for 27 million working people. That's an example of something that we would insist on if we're in a position to be part of a government
next
time.
And let's be clear, when you say red lines, what you're saying is if the Tories would not go along with it, then that is it. You would not go into coalition with them. That is absolutely definite. No room for manoeuvre here, yeah?
That's right. That is what the expression means. It means these are things that would have to be part of a coalition agreement for the Liberal Democrats to be willing to form a government.
But we know, don't we, that the Tories would be happy with that, don't we?
That's something that they say they'd be happy with. But but equally, we set out the other day that one of our red lines would be making sure that we invest properly in the education system. We're proposing to spend by the end of the next parliament, £5 billion more on nurseries and schools
right,
and
you'd
colleges.
Right, you'd be able to do a deal on that, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know, because you can only look at what other parties are saying. And education funding is a crucial area, of course it is. The Conservatives are proposing only to protect schools' budgets per pupil in cash terms. That amounts to substantial real-terms reductions over 5 years.
That's the kind of, I mean, what I'm driving at, as you well know, is that it looks as if you're moving towards a position where you'd be perfectly happy to go into coalition again. The problem with that, of course, is that a lot of your senior people seem to be saying at the moment, the Times leads with this story this morning, that they don't want another coalition with the Tories.
Well, we would be willing to go into another coalition on the right terms because, as a party, we want to make sure that this country has stable government. And I think that the choice that faces people now is who is going to hold the balance of power? Is it going to be the instability of Nigel Farage or Alex Salmond keeping a minority government on a life support machine? Or is it going to be a stable government that delivers a strong economy and a fair society for 5 years that can come through the Liberal Democrats holding the balance of power? That's what we'd intend to do. And actually, you know, John, we have very democratic processes in our party. Any coalition agreement would need to be approved by our MPs. It would need to be approved by our party members in a special party conference. So members of our party have plenty of opportunities to scrutinise and reject, if they want to, any deal. But my view, talking to colleagues across the party, is actually people want the Liberal Democrats to be in government because, frankly, when you look at the lurch to the left that Labour wants or the lurch to the right that Tories want, for this country to stay in the centre ground, that's only going to happen if Lib Dems are part of governing this country.
But you obviously haven't been talking to the same people that the Times talked to this morning.
The Times doesn't reveal who it's going to talk to, so it's very hard to see.
Well, that's true. It doesn't actually give names, but then they never give names under these circumstances, do they?
But you probably find out it's the T-boy in the party HQ.
It may be, or a normally loyal mainstream Lib Dem in the terminology of the Times. But I am giving myself room not to support a government if I don't approve of it, and if doing that, you can bet others are doing it as well. If I needed to defy instructions, I would. So, but I mean, look, there is a real possibility. Let me just finish it, by the way. Yeah. There is a real possibility that you will get people like that voting against the Queen's speech, and that would bring down the government if that were to happen. Of course, it would never happen because the Tories would know that they didn't have the support they needed. So we might end up with you being unable to form a coalition with the Tories because your own people wouldn't wear it.
To be clear, John, I wouldn't support going into a coalition if it didn't deliver the key things that Liberal Democrats want to achieve. I wouldn't support going into a coalition government if it didn't support balancing the budget and doing so fairly and in a timely way, if it didn't support investment in education of the sort that we set out, if it didn't support the thing that we're saying today, red line, lifting the income tax personal allowance to £12,500, because that's the way to put money into the pockets of millions of people. So the whole point is that we have ideas, just as we had in 2010, to how we keep this country in the right place, how we continue our economic recovery, which wouldn't be happening without the role of Liberal Democrats over the last 5 years. Those are the tests that we would set. Those are the tests, I think, that the vast majority of our party members who would come to that special conference would set too. And I'm quite confident that if we could have a government that kept the country in the centre ground, that kept our recovery on track, that delivered those key Liberal Democrat red lines, that most Liberal Democrats would support it.
Danny Alexander, many thanks.